A few American towns are defined by the corporations that call them home. Redmond, Washington has Microsoft, Battle Creek, Michigan has Kellogg's, and Hershey, Pennsylvania has Hershey Foods. Hershey has been shaken by news that the company could be sold. It's not clear whether potential buyers, Nestle and Kraft, would be willing to pay the asking price of more than $11 billion, but in Hershey, that it could happen is scary enough. Damon Baumer of member station WITF reports.
For the thousands of tourists who pass through Hershey each year, the town is all about candy. You can smell it and almost taste it downwind of the plant at the corner of Cocoa and Chocolate Avenues. You can also see it in streetlights shaped like Hershey's Kisses. You can hear it on the mock factory tour at the Chocolate World Visitor Center.
This is the central blending operation, the heart of Hershey's chocolate-making process. Here, milk, sugar, and chocolate liquor are brought together and mixed in just the right proportions.
Milton S. Hershey perfected this chocolate formula and founded his company in 1894. When it became successful, he used profits to set up a school for orphans. Hershey created a trust to support the school. Now that trust has made plans to sell its majority stake in the company to the highest bidder. Although Hershey is in good financial shape, Trust CEO Rob Fowler says after Enron, trustees have to make sure the school will endure if the company ever fails. He says they would be more sensitive to the community's concerns if they could.
We live and work here. We have a large investment in this community, have a large presence in this community. And so the continuing financial and economic health of this community is very, very important to us.
But about 1,000 people turned out for a hastily called rally to protest the proposed sale. Chocolate Workers Union leader Bruce Hummel is a graduate of the Milton S. Hershey School.
The school taught me right from wrong and how to treat people. Let me tell you, this is wrong and this is not how you treat people.
Dozens of leaders, from former executives to local historians, have come out against the sale. The most formidable opponent is Pennsylvania Attorney General Mike Fisher. Fisher has asked a court to consider halting any deal. He suspects an out-of-town owner would close local plants, putting 5,600 area jobs at risk.
They want the product lines. They could look at the plant and say, you know, because of lack of room for expansion, because of the aging nature of the plant, we think we could better produce Hershey Kisses and Hershey chocolate bars somewhere else.
Analysts are not sure what will happen next. Some are suggesting the talk of government intervention will scare away potential bidders. Others think the trustees might bow to local pressure and back out of the talks. Mike Kress is with the research firm Pershing.
Personally, I've dubbed this, since Hershey doesn't make soap, a chocolate opera. When we first heard the deal, the diversification made some sense, but when the Pennsylvania government did step in, we understood the seriousness that they're taking on, that the effects of this community. I mean, Hershey is a town that is built on chocolate.
Some residents are wondering aloud whether they'll be riding roller coasters at Nestle Park next year, or if visitors would want to come to the Kraft Convention Center. If it's tough to imagine America without Hershey's chocolate bars, it seems even more difficult for people here to imagine central Pennsylvania without Hershey. For NPR News, I'm Damon Baumer in Hershey, Pennsylvania.